My name is Jim Phillips. In Lakota, my name is Sugar Miatataka. I was a missionary among my Native American people. I'm from 5 different tribes of American Indians. We know that in history that Andrew Jackson ordered the removal of all the Indian tribes into Indian territory, which later became the state of Oklahoma. And it concentrated all many, many tribes into that area, and that's what amalgamation of the tribes that the IIO originated from because of the Indian Removal Act. The American Indian people were what we call ethnic cleansing, genocide. There were about 150 million Indian people in the Americas before 1491. Well, 100 years later, from one-third to one-half were already dead by disease and, of course, mass killing and destruction. The American Indian people in North America were a socialist democracy. No one told anybody what to do. Yet they acted as a tribe together. Among different peoples of the world, there have been very special people that were honored above all others. A humanitarian. The name Lakota, Dakota, Nakota, Cherokee, Choctaw, Chickasaw, all these names mean one thing, the human beings. These special people were called special human beings. And in societies, there are what we call peacemakers, modern-day secretary of states, that go try to work out things among all people. They try to negotiate, to administrate where possible, treaties, etc. One of the special forces, one of the very special people among the Indian tribes was called a shirt man. A shirt man. A man that wore a special shirt. A special badge of honor. Now, one of my relatives in the past, from the Teton tribes, name was Crazy Horse. Crazy Horse was a spiritual leader. He was a warrior, but not a warrior. He was a preacher among people. If there was a very special person in the tribe, they honored him as a shirt man, and this was not done very often. In the American Army, when somebody does something beyond and above all calls of duty, sometimes he gets a Congressional Medal of Honor. That Congressional Medal of Honor gives him special rights because he had done something beyond and above reason and sacrifice for his people. Now the shirt man among the Native American was the owner and protector of the people. The owner and protector of the people. We talk about Indian chiefs and Indian princesses and Indian princes and kings and all that, but there really wasn't any such thing. A chief was a leader as long as he was a leader. There were no kings and princesses and things like that at all. The shirt man was a very special person among the people, the human beings, a man worthy of much honor and respect, a man worthy to be called the shirt man of the people. Before he became a shirt man, he had these qualifications. He was a giver. He made sure the old, the sick, and the needy had enough to eat. He was a giver of even his prized possessions, Nothing was held so dear to him that he would not give it to those that needed it. He would give his horses to those who needed a horse. He would give robes to those who needed to be warmed by them. He was a peacemaker among the people, a referee between enemies. He would put the needs of his people over his own good or needs or safety every day of his life. He was a man who had shown bravery in battle. He was a provider for his family, a teacher to those who needed teaching. He was an example of all good things among the people. He was an example and a good medicine to the people. The word medicine there, sometimes we might call that good luck. But that good luck meant good example. Powerful medicine is a good example to the people. The women of the tribe would all take part in making of the shirt for the shirt man. Each one would sew a lock of her hair on the shirt, and it would hang as fringe. Many white people had misinterpreted this shirt and called it a scalp shirt. These locks of hair are not scalps, but they are a blessing put onto the shirt by the women who made it. In other words, all the women who tried are part of this man. They share their love for him because he's a special individual, and they have taken part of their life to make this shirt for him. The tribe awarded few shirts to men because it was a very high honor. When one was honored in this way, he was charged to be a protector of the people. The people holding on to the good will protect the shirt, and the shirt holding on to the good will protect the people. The shirt man would deny himself anger and revenge. He would deny himself love and passion. He would honor the tribe in all that he did. He would remember himself always as a peacemaker and a protector of the people. The people owned him, and he owned the people. There were places of honor that the shirt man received with a shirt. By wearing the shirt, all other tribes would usually give him safe passage because he wore the people of the shirt. He would lead the tribe and ride out in front as they moved from camp to camp, wearing this honor shirt. When council was held, he had a place of honor, and all would listen to his words because they had much wisdom and the good of the people in them. His word carried extreme amount of weight with the people. The shirt man was the epitome of all men, the epitome of all what a man should be among the human beings. Crazy Horse was a shirt man. Crazy Horse lived his whole life, much of his life, for his people. We know about the battles that he fought with Sitting Bull. We know that how that they whipped Custer at the Battle of the Greasy Grass with a little big horn. But what's not known about Crazy Horse is that he became human one time. Too human. He was very much in love with a woman, and she was in love with him. He was making arrangements to marry her and had basically given a token of his good faith and a dowry down payment. And the father of the people, of the woman that is, looking to become very well known and what we might say important with another tribe, took Crazy Horse's wife, even though the marriage was not consummated yet, and took her and gave her to another man. Another man. The girl's heart was broken. Crazy Horse was broken. And the man that he gave her to was much less a man than what Crazy Horse was. The girl grieved. Crazy Horse grieved. Finally, Crazy Horse believed that he ought to go and take that woman away. and give her happiness. And then he believed that he just couldn't do what God wanted him to do, what the grandfather wanted him to do, unless he had this woman beside him. So he went and stole her away, and she willingly went. And they were living together in a kind of a secluded place. The man that finagled her out of her father's hands, slipped into Crazy Horse's lodge, shot Crazy Horse in the face, and took off with the girl. When that happened, Crazy Horse lost his shirt. He could no longer be a shirt man. Because once in his life, he had honored himself, his passions, his love above the need of his people. The man took her wife back, the woman that Crazy Horse loved. And Crazy Horse went on to be one of the greatest spiritual leaders among the Lakota people. But never, ever loving like he did with that girl. And never being a shirt man again. These things the grandfathers had passed down to us. They said and they practiced these things. The shirt man was a very special people among the tribes. You Christians that listen to this, may you apply the Bible to this. Like to Paul, the apostle says, I have fought a good fight. I finished my course. I'm yet to be offered up. Every day, the shirt man was like that. Very few men wore that shirt. Very few of God's people are that high epitome of Christian people today. Those great examples in history. Those great examples among our people and among Native Americans. May this story, this essay that I wrote so many years ago, may it touch your heart. May it drive you on to higher goals, higher standards. May God bless you with it. In Jesus' name, amen.